Can I just add one point about these kiddie porn cases? And this came up, I remember, when I was an assistant U.S. attorney back in the 90s, is that when those sentencing guidelines were written for those cases, this was a time when the people who committed these crimes would order individual photos and then get them usually through email. And then they would be sentenced based on the number of photos they possessed. This was all pre-internet. So once the internet came in and people got access to hundreds and then thousands of photos, the sentencing guidelines would reflect hundreds and then thousands of photos. Federal judges have been struggling with the issue of how do you create a fair system that was designed pre-internet, that was, yet you have to sentence people post-internet.